Unit 3, Part 5, Suggestions and Advice. Dialogue 1.
Wow, it's such a big city. What do you suggest that I do to know my way around?
It might be a good idea to take different buses to get familiar with the streets.
What a nice idea. Which one shall I start with?
I think the number 7 bus is the best. It covers a long distance, and the route is mostly along interesting places.
Thanks. I'll take it this afternoon.
Dialogue 2. I'm going to my French class. See you, Kathy.
What? You are learning French? How about your Japanese and computer class?
I'm attending all 3 classes.
No, you can't do that. Don't bite off more than you can chew.
Dialogue 3.
Now, you want to improve your English. If I were you, I'd study for 4 hours every evening.
That's easier said than done. You see, I haven't got that much time to spare.
It'd be a good idea to read at least 2 English newspapers every day.
That's all very well, but I can't afford to buy 2 newspapers a day.
You can buy a newspaper every other day as a start. You'll buy a newspaper every day in a month. Little by little, you'll improve your English.
That sounds like a good idea. Dialogue 4.
I'm thinking of changing a job, and I need your advice.
Changing your job? Why? I thought you were quite happy with your current job.
Oh, that's a long story. In short, my new boss hates me. What do you think I should do?
You really think so? I think you ought to talk with him to solve your problems.
No, it's hard to explain. But believe me, our problems cannot be solved. Can you give me some advice on how to find a new job?
If so, I recommend that you surf on the internet to find job vacancies.
Good idea. Thanks. I'll have a try.
Dialogue 5.
Mike, I thought I had lost the photos Mary lent me last week. What would you do if you were me?
Wow, it's terrible. She'll kill you.
I know. I really need your advice.
Well, if I were you, I would first buy her a nice gift and then invite her to dinner to apologize.
Do you think that will work? What if she won't forgive me?
Then I suggest that you send flowers to her every day until she cheers up. Exercise.
1. Leave the foul-mouthed driver alone.
2. Sounds great. Why not go to have an open eye?
3. Anyhow, work is not everything in life.
4. Why don't you hold your breath?
5. I strongly advise you to change your diet.
6. We could always buy her some perfume if you can't find anything more interesting.
7. Let's take a holiday to Sumatra Island during the summer vacation.
8. What would you do in my position?
9. You might as well wear 2 hats as chief of marketing and assistant head of sales.
10. If I were you, I'd take the crash course at night.
11. I think you ought to reconsider your decision to move to Thailand.
12. If you don't take my advice, you could be in even more hot water.
13. I propose that you send him an email instead of making a phone call. I suggest that you send him an email instead of making a phone call.
14. Take my advice and leave it as it is.
15. Sure, we should unite as one and make concerted efforts to the end, then?